The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Joshy, can you pull something for me?
Sure, what are you looking for?
Do you love drama? Yes or no? Simple question.
Wait,
just what throw it on.
Does that have anything to do with anything?
Drama. Do you love drama?
What do you mean?
I love
what
am I
like personal drama?
Yes.
Law and Order drama? Like, what are we talking about?
Drama.
I'm still unclear what I need to do.
It's simple. Do you love drama? Yes or no? Like myself, I love creating drama. Just to see where it goes. My wife absolutely loves drama. Just any kind of drama.
Apparently that's why, I mean, you know, you guys are together.
I mean, I love stir. I'm a pot stirrer.
You love to stir the pot. Yes.
That's drama.
Yes.
I'm a pot stirrer. I tend to avoid like being involved in drama, but I like to.
You like to see where it morphs into.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. So does that.
I think
that's a yes.
I love some good gossip, but. I don't want to be involved anywhere near the drama, keep it out of my life, but other people's I'll watch and laugh at.
So are you, I think you're a yes.
I'll call myself a yes.
Gabe?
No, man.
You like to steer clear of drama?
Steer clear. I don't want to create it. I don't want it in my own life. Like, I don't want to create drama for somebody else.
Why?
Because I know what, I mean, everybody knows what going through drama is like. It's not fun. It's not a good situation.
Fun if you're not involved in the drama, but it's nice to see. I think it's great.
I'm having people over this weekend for my birthday party. There will be someone there who I just toy around with and get them worked up and am just like messing with them because that's fun to me.
And you don't like that game.
No. I mean, Josh should not be doing that.
One time,
I think he should.
One time, I got Pratik mad at me because I told him I could put him in a headlock he couldn't get out of, and I kept it going for like 15 minutes, and he was furious, and it was the dumbest thing ever. But something so silly got him worked up. And that's...
Okay, that's harmless. Like if that's what we're talking about, sure. But if you're like trying to stir up drama in somebody's personal life,
no, I've
so you're
that.
Not a fan of. Did you hear?
Well, okay. So that's different. That's gossip.
I think it falls under drama.
It depends upon what
it's
the gossip
not, it's
is.
It's only gossip if it's not true. Correct?
No. I think still gossip is gossip.
Yeah, I think gossip is like anything you're kind of not supposed to know or is...
How is this poll going to wind up?
I think most people...
Love drama.
...are going to, yes, admit that they love drama. Yes.
All right. Let's create some.
What drama do you want to stir up today?
Oh, I got good stuff.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
Are you going to share with the class, or are we going to move on?
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to move on. ESPN.com. You brought this up to me yesterday, big guy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They, again, it's ranking season, ESPN.com. They ranked all 32 coaching staffs.
Ooh, yes.
The considerations that they made. Past performance is a helpful guide, but only to a degree and in big samples. We can use defensive coaches to explain this phenomenon. For example, Mike Zimmer, Dan Quinn have coached great defenses over several years. Quinn more recently. Zimmer certainly had his day. So that's something that they took in. If your head coach is an elite offensive play caller, it really helps. Did not take special teams into consideration, nor any position coaches.
So just coordinators and head coach.
So coordinators, head coach, in-game decision-making matters. Being good is different from being valuable.
Okay. I will give you top 10.
With that, who do you think are the top 10
coaching staffs? Andy Reid is number one gap.
Yes. So the Kansas City Chiefs, Matt Nagy is OC, Steve Spagnuolo is DC. They are number one.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of an unknown right now, but I'll put the Packers in the top 10.
The Green Bay Packers with Matt LaFleur, Adam Stenovich, and Jeff Haley are number 8 on the list.
Halfley.
What did I say?
Haley.
Oh, oops.
Todd Haley.
Yeah.
Harbaugh's definitely in it.
Which
Baltimore
one?
Ravens, Harbaugh.
So John Harbaugh, number 5. Todd Monken, his offensive coordinator. Zach Orr, his defensive coordinator. Ravens, number 5.
McVay's in it, I'm sure.
The Los Angeles Rams, number 3 on the lists.
Number 2 is probably Shanahan.
Number 4 is Shanahan.
Haven't done anything. Haven't beat a good team. The Miami Dolphins, I'm sure, in it, but I don't know how deserving they are.
The Miami Dolphins, number 9. With the top, again, looking at the top 10 coaching staffs according to ESPN.com.
What about Dan Campbell? And
Campbell? Yeah, because their old coordinator is great.
The Detroit Lions, number 2 on the list.
Is that fair? Who's their D coordinator? Is the cornerback for
Aaron Glenn.
It's hard to argue against the most wayward franchise in recent memory becoming a serious contender and having Jared Goff, who was bad, become good to serviceable.
Reset the list.
All right. So you have number 1, which is the Kansas City Chiefs. 2, the Detroit Lions. 3, the Rams. 4, the Niners. 5, the Ravens. You have not hit 6 or 7. 8, the Green Bay Packers. 9, the Miami Dolphins. And we still have number 10 as well. But right now, you haven't gotten one outside of the top 10 as we look at the top 10 coaching staffs according to ESPN.com.
Now, I'm going to say this, and it's not based upon last year because it was a train wreck. But I think based upon this year with the two coordinators and what they have done, I would put the Philadelphia Eagles in there.
The Philadelphia Eagles, scrolling, number 15.
Yeah, I would put them
Kellen
in there.
Kellen Moore, their OC, Vic Fangio, their DC this year under Nick Sirianni.
Those are two pretty good coordinators. Would you agree?
Yeah, those are guys who have had a lot of success.
Yes.
What about the Steelers?
Yes, the Steelers are number 7.
And 10, probably the Browns.
The Browns outside the top 10, although just outside they are number 13.
Oh, see, I don't agree with this one. I know who it is, Josh.
Are the Texans going to make the list?
The Texans are number 6 on the list.
Is there one more?
There's one more. Number 10 on the list.
I don't agree with this at all.
Number 10 on the list.
Don't agree. I'll let Joshy get it.
I don't know if I know it.
Yeah, you do.
Is it the Bengals?
No.
The Colts?
Nope.
Both teams, the Colts were 11, the Bengals were 13, or excuse me, the Bengals were 14.
Keep going. Successful, but they've done nothing. They should have been better.
You sure it's not your Jags?
Nope.
Is it the Chargers?
Nope.
I know. I don't know if you know.
Yes, I do.
Seahawks?
Nope.
I mean, so far he's right, but...
Who's been there? Who's been high in the power rankings?
Buffalo Bills?
There you go. Thank you.
A.O. Buffalo is number 12.
This list sucks. Terrible.
You guys, I don't think that. I didn't think you would get this. There's no way you were thinking this.
Hold on, Gabe.
The number 10 coaching staff
Dallas
in the
Cowboys?
NFL. According, no.
No.
although I like the way you're thinking there.
Are they going to give it to Sean Payton?
They did not give it to Sean Payton.
No.
You guys are running out of teams.
Who haven't I guessed yet? The New York Jets?
No.
Atlanta?
Nope.
What are we doing?
The Saints?
Nope.
The Bears?
Nope.
The Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings.
That's terrible.
Kevin O'Connell, Wes Phillips, Brian Flores, the 10th best coaching staff in the NFL, according to ESPN.com.
Do you agree with that or no?
I don't.
I don't either. He's a good coach. Don't get me wrong.
They really like, obviously, Kevin O'Connell and him being their offense being. I mean, their offense did not score points last year. They still moved the ball even after Kirk Cousins went down. Problem is, you had, guys that threw a lot of interceptions.
Yeah.
And so once you got to the red zone, just windows became smaller and guys started turning the ball over.
No, I don't agree with that. Buffalo gets no love, though, huh?
I mean, they're right outside. You know, number 12.
They have a hard time, I think, just because of, underperformance.
Yes,
what people would
totally.
Think, I think, is affecting them.
if the Bills have a good year this year, like their coaching staff reputation is going to go up because they had to lose so many players.
Where do you put Marv Levy?
Like all time?
Is he a great coach?
Yes.
Even though he lost four in a row.
Yeah.
Great coach.
He made it to four in a row.
I agree.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
It sounds like you don't agree.
I don't agree. I mean, how many of those Super Bowls was he favored in? He was favored in the first one against the Giants.
Yeah, and his damn kicker missed the kick. I can't imagine they were favored against the Cowboys.
No. That might have been their top five team all time. They were really good. Washington?
I don't know. I don't know if they were favored in that game or not. But Marv Levy is a really good coach.
Well, you said great. There's a difference
between... No, he's a great coach. He is a great
Josh?
Coach. If you are in the Hall of Fame, you are a great coach.
I don't know crap about Marv Levy, but being to four Super Bowls and in the Hall of Fame, I'd say great. That's kind of...
What would Brian D. say?
I think he would say Marv Levy's great. Buffalo loves their own. The Bills love their own. They love Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, Bruce Smith. They love their guys.
That's Green Bay light.
Yes, 100%. We love our guys. Just like we think Holmgren should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if Holmgren's ever going to make the Hall of Fame, but I think he should be in.
Three Super Bowls?
Three Super Bowls, 1-2 record.
The Bills were only favored in that Super Bowl against the Giants by a touchdown.
Okay. Let's not talk point spreads and losing, please. Can we move on?
Okay, we can move on. We can move on before we get to the sore subject. I'm sure you can figure out why Chewy would want to move on. Speaking of Chewy, so we've got a little bit of a different second hour here. Usually we do We Can Reach You at 8:30, but all throughout the course of this week, we have been talking about Joshy's tweet from a couple months ago. And Joshy was trying to educate the people about zipper merges. So we've been trying to take Joshy's point, amplify it out here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy about zipper merges and how you should approach them. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin DOT tweeted out pretty close to a similar tweet that Josh had put out a couple of months ago. So we are going to have Jason Rossell from the Wisconsin DOT. He is the DOTing engineering chief, and he is going to walk us through exactly how you should use a zipper merge. That's coming up at 8:30. So coming up next, we've got to see how much Chewy remembers from the course of this past week. Week in Rechew, coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Change the way you do business. Take more control of the payment process with Fifth Third Bank's Treasury Management Solutions. Their market expertise and managed services streamline the entire payment process and integrate with your existing systems, giving you more control than ever. With their suite of payment solutions, you will soon recognize new revenue sources that can save time, offset operating costs, and improve the bottom line, all customized for your business. Fifth Third Bank National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What we need is a chart. And every week, we take the shirtless picture of Chew, and we move that to wherever the prediction is of how many wins that they
six,
have.
Eight.
Eight. Six.
Seven.
Seven. I think that's how it goes now, right?
Eight, and they six, lost, and he's 7-5-3-0-9.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I am looking forward to this. I do every week. Brings a smile to my face, some of the ridiculous things Chewy has said throughout the course of the week, and then we see if he remembers what he was talking about with some of these as we get into Week in Rechew.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Week in Rechew.
Feeling good?
Yep. I am.
We've got five questions here of things you said throughout the course of the week. You get three right, you win. You get three wrong, you lose. Question number one begins with an audio clip.
I ain't doing it. It's the mark of the beast.
What did you call the mark of the beasts?
A computer chip in your body.
Getting microchipped. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Something that we talked about yesterday. Off to a strong start. He's 1-0. Question two also begins with the audio clip.
So I followed him. us going PI on him.
Whom did you follow and go private investigator on?
What day was that? Wednesday?
I think this was Wednesday.
One more time, Josh. So I followed him. I was going PI on him. Who did I follow? Blammer?
Nope. It's from your playing days. Followed him to a restaurant. Went through the trash. Got his,
oh, Gary Brown.
got his Taco Bell receipt.
Taco Bell.
To see that he had spent $48.
Is that drama? It's got to be drama because I still tell the story 25 years later.
When, what did you do? I guess the one follow-up I wish I would have asked, so I'll just ask it now. What did you do with this information once you... So you followed him to Taco Bell. He spends $48 at Taco Bell. Did you run back to the locker room and go, guys, you
would not believe.
I told everyone.
Yes. Absolutely told everyone.
Yeah, okay, yes.
It is harmless. You know, you're not affecting anyone's personal life too much, but yeah.
Was that wrong? I mean, that's people
was
should know.
Was he not buying tacos for the entire, like,
no,
room?
I sat there and watched him eat them. I parked around the corner because we used to, I don't know if you guys remember Lambeau with the loading dock and where we used to come out.
Yes.
Okay, so I kind of parked like around the corner and just sat there and watched him. Obviously, because I had to watch him eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to know a garbage can to go in, take a look at the receipt.
Frank's
sure.
got another story with him on chicken wings. I'll save it for another day.
Okay.
Frank was also following him one time.
Gary Brown just catching strays all week on Jen Gabe and Chewy. All right, we're 2-2. You've never gotten all five questions right. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but, you know, we're off to a really good start.
I didn't get that.
We were 1-1.
Oh, 1-1. Oh, yeah, you didn't get Gary Brown. I'm sorry. Never mind. What story were we talking about when you blurted this out?
Say it.
Bangkok! Thailand. Who went to Thailand?
See, this is the important part. I knew you would know what the capital of Thailand is. But what was the story that we were talking about?
Someone went to Thailand?
Why were we talking about Thailand?
I have no idea.
A man getting bitten in the testicles by a python happened in Thailand.
Yes, yes.
All right, well, now you got to get the last two right to win the week. Question four begins with an audio clip.
There's times I'm like, God, I should pay a cover charge. I really should. That's the blammer.
Hanging out with the blammer, yes. At times you feel you should get that one.
Let me just tell you what.
How was he last night?
Holmgren.
Okay. Nope. Stop. Cut his microphone off. Turn his damn microphone off. When he says
there's no
Holmgren,
dirty words in it.
I understand, but when he says Holmgren, Josh, you know what that means?
No.
Visualization. He is going to be talking about visualization. So he is going to try to put something in our minds that's already in his that I don't want in my mind. No.
He was telling me the present he got his wife for her birthday, and it was very disturbing. To wit, my other friend who was there tried to expand on it with a certain number that we all know, and I'm out.
See?
I'm out.
I asked you to turn off his microphone, Josh, and this is what happens.
Do you get what I'm talking about?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's yes. Yeah. He's talking about
very
something.
Very disturbing.
Yeah, very nice.
But he loves talking about it. I'm like, I do to him what you just tried to do to me. And he keeps going.
And yet, here you are, knowing what it feels like,
you still
keep going.
I still think we should release the picture to the people.
No.
We'll get our accounts taken down.
No, but what if I have him sign a release?
No, I'm not saying anything about him because he's not going to know how to take us down and report us. I'm saying people are going to report us for putting scarring images out.
Oh,
get our account suspended.
It's a great picture though, isn't it?
I wouldn't say it's a great
it's
picture.
One of the worst pictures ever.
I love sending it when you guys piss me off.
It's a pretty good punishment. It
yes.
is. It's a good pop. I will give you that. I will give you that.
Yeah.
Okay, 2-2. The pivotal question 5, which begins with an audio clip.
You know, I used to have people do it for me, but I do it myself now. Ooh, just that's a wonderful feeling.
What is the wonderful feeling
we could
you are
go
talking
a lot
about?
Of different places with this.
I picked the perfect one.
what the hell was I talking about?
It's that wonderful feeling that you talked about. What is it?
I'm not going to say that on air.
Put it this way. The correct answer you can say on air.
Catching a touchdown.
Filing down the calluses on your face.
Oh, that is lush. Very lush. It's even better, though.
He was so flustered. Scoring a touchdown.
It's even better when the trainers used to do it. God, we got pampered. It's ridiculous.
I think maybe that's why the phrase NFL boy exists.
Yeah, I got that the other day. Yeah, I got that the other
recently.
Day.
Recently?
Yeah.
You got called NFL boy? What'd you do?
Snoring. Snoring's not intentional. I don't care what anyone says. It's
correct.
Not. You don't go to bed with the intent of snoring. It just happens.
There are times I go to bed knowing I will snore. Had a few too many pops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, wow.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
this is likely to happen.
Now, there is a point, because I won't do anything about it. Breathe right.
Yeah.
They make a new thing now.
But I don't, I mean, does Breathe Right really do anything?
No.
You should do mouth taping.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a big thing now.
Come on.
People put the strips on their nose and then their special mouth tape for sleeping.
But I think you can snore through your nose, can't you? Yeah, that's not going to stop anything. Right?
He's got a point.
Yep.
Got a point, Josh. What's your counter to that?
I'm not taping my mouth shut. It was just a thing I've heard about that seemed crazy to me. It feels like you could die.
I think we just...
Yeah, you could.
Questions, yes. First of all, I think you could die. Second of all, I think Chewy just proved yeah. You can still snore. Yeah. Mouth tape shut.
Oh, boy. That was good.
Who from the Wisconsin DOT is a fan of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy? We try to find that out coming up next. But you can tune into the Analysis Show each and every week, presented by Gruber Law Offices. Thanasis Adetokunbo hangs out with special guests for fun and even surprising conversation. Maybe it's his live show with Giannis, a chat with Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love, getting the inside scoop on fighting with Logan Paul, and any one of TA's unique guests. You can find the Analysis Show on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Analysis Show on YouTube to see exclusive video content from Thanasis. The Analysis Show, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
TBD.
No, not how this
attaboy.
Works.
Attaboy.
That's not how any of this
That's
works.
That's how you make content.
What do you mean? What do you mean? That's how it works for him.
What's TBD mean?
To be determined.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
To be dumb. Did you hear him say to be dumb?
To be dumb. Did Joshy say that?
He did.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we have been trying to preach the correct way to use a zipper merch. We have a lot of road construction around Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, a lot of times Lane's End. We've wanted to preach to the point where 2 months ago, Josh put out a tweet kind of trying to tell everybody, hey, PSA, this is how you do it. Very similar tweet was released by the Wisconsin DOT earlier this week. We got to get to the bottom of it, so we welcome in Jason Rozelle, DOT engineering chief. Jason, first of all, thank you for agreeing to join us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to have the discussion with you guys.
Well, first of all, who over there at the Wisconsin DOT is a fan of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy? Because clearly you guys are just taking our messaging and now putting it out there for the masses.
Well, I'm a huge fan of the show, but I don't think we were looking to copy you guys, but we certainly appreciate your passion for the topic, and we like that you're reinforcing our messages. So, we definitely want to talk about the zipper merch.
See, I think we're all guilty because we didn't know how it worked, because I was one of those guys that, all right, I don't want to get flipped off here, so I'm going to cut into whatever lane early so that doesn't happen. But that's not the right way, correct?
Correct, yeah. I mean, we want everyone to use all the lanes that are available until the time that they're not available, which is at the merge point. And you're right, it's like a resistance to change. It's like a change in philosophy and behavior. People are so used to wanting to get over early and not like be the one that's getting ahead of others. And everyone, as you guys have talked about, like, you don't want to be that jerk that's getting in that third lane or second lane, whichever one. But yeah, it works way more efficiently, and it's for the greater good of everyone if you use all the lanes and you merge and take turns when you get to that merge point. So that's really the way that this works the best. But it's resistance to change, I think. People are not used to it still to this day, even though we've been kind of doing it for quite a while.
The reason I think the Wisconsin Nice messaging from you guys is so perfect, because everyone does feel like a jerk in that situation. That's why I used it. And seeing you guys use it as well was like, yeah, because I know I felt very similar in that way. Like, who is this guy skipping everyone? Now I don't want to let that guy in.
Yeah, sure.
How much would you say traffic is impacted by it? Like, so if we were properly using the zipper merges, how much could we alleviate backups?
Yeah, so we Minnesota DOT is one of our partners in kind of getting this messaging out, and they've done a bunch of studies related to it, which shows that if it's used properly, it'll reduce the queue and the delay by 40%. So a significant
amount. That's a lot.
And it also reduces like rear end crashes. So when you actually do get like cars queuing up that long distance, you'll induce more rear end crashes and cause a lot more safety issues. So yeah, it does increase and improve the traffic flow immensely if people actually get on board and understand it.
Josh, with that 40% number, because as we're talking with Jason Rozelle, DOT engineering chief, about zipper merges, something that is very near and dear to our hearts here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we want people to be using them correctly, despite some of the texts we got that people don't want us to get the messaging out there, Jason, because they're using the lane properly. There's nobody there, and it's saving them lots of minutes on their commute. But Josh's girlfriend is one that, despite the information that he has presented, she said, no, I'm still going to get over, and I'm still going to be mad when people try to zoom up in front. How do we better approach people like that are still stubbornly going to go about using the zipper merge the wrong way?
Well, I think this is a good start, and I think you guys reinforcing it and talking about it to a broader audience is a great way to do it. I think the other thing that we've done, so if you remember back in the Zoo Interchange, like in the 2015-2016 timeframe, we actually had like a dynamic message system that was out there that actually had radar sensors that when traffic started to slow down, it would cue the messaging, and it would actually reinforce to everyone, like, don't get over, use all lanes. And then we had signs that say merge here. And that really helped, because I think it changed people's minds. Like, okay, I am doing the right thing, and these signs are actually telling me that that's what I'm supposed to do. So we only do that when we really have like high volume roadways and situations where there's going to be more delay. But I think, you know, we have deployed that just to kind of reinforce it. And I think we are going to be doing that, you know, on some future projects that I think Chewy talked about the other day. Like, do they have some more work coming up? And of course, we always have more work coming up, but we have some projects where we're going to be deploying some zipper merge and some dynamic messaging here in the next few years.
Jason, did you guys have this issue with roundabouts? Now that roundabouts have popped up everywhere, because they're just starting to introduce them into Florida. I live down there in the winter, and people have no idea how to merge onto it.
Similar thing. When we started building roundabouts here in Wisconsin, there was a lot of confusion about how to use them. And yeah, we had to do kind of a messaging public service announcement campaign to show people the best way to drive them. And it takes time. Again, it's a new thing, and people are, you know, their natural tendency is to just kind of resist change and not like new things. So it's a similar situation for sure.
Jason, before we let you go, is Jason Rozelle, DOT engineering chief, talking to us about zipper merges, something we want to get the message out of people using better here, especially in the Milwaukee area. What do we have to do to star in a DOT PSA about zipper merges? Is there anything we can do so we can, you know, be the star of some sort of PSA that you guys put out?
I love that idea. So I'm not sure at the moment, but let me talk to our communications personnel, and I think we should combine forces. I think that's a great idea.
We've already, to take this further and to tell you how passionate we are about it, we've already been brainstorming some ideas of, like, even using Matchbox cars to determine it, to have us in cars displaying it. So I think this would be a perfect messaging. And, you know, some friendly faces you recognize out there, maybe on billboards or some...
The only issue, Jason, is wherever we do this, we have to do it close to Chewie's house. Otherwise, yes, he's not showing up.
But I think ultimately, all Joshy wants is credit.
I'd like a little. And I'd like my face plastered across Wisconsin. Yeah, all those things.
Well, I think we can definitely work on both those things.
All right, there we go. Perfect. That's what we wanted to hear. Jason, thank you so much for jumping on, having fun with us. You know, stay in touch with Joshy about the potential of a Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Wisconsin DOT zipper merge PSA.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Jason Rozelle, DOT Engineering Chief, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I think that went as well as it possibly could have.
No, it did, but I'm amazed that, you know, Joshy's girlfriend being included, that people still resist it, even though you're being told this is how to do it.
So the one piece of information that we did not have is the 40%.
That was,
like, yes.
Yep. Reducing the driving and reducing congestion by 40%, that's huge. That's a big number, guys.
Yeah, that's almost cutting the time in half.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think having statistics on it will probably do a lot for people who are still resisting, because I can't imagine... my girlfriend's alone in that, because in even situations where it's not a zipper merge, the person who in AmFam Field's parking lot who decides to skip the line and go way up to the front, like, no one likes that guy.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So having numbers of this is how much we can all improve our times getting home or to where we need to be, that's tangible.
Well, again, and I think there can be some confusion. Maybe I should have asked him about this, because you bring up, like, if you're at AmFam Field or whatever, mm-hmm. and somebody's trying to get to the front of the line, or a lot of times when somebody's in an exit-only lane and they use that to try to get ahead and cut, that's different than a zipper merge. You do, if you're in the exit-only lane and you're using that to get ahead, then you're a jag-off, right?
Correct.
But if we're talking about zipper merges, use all the lanes, have everybody come together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about, zipper merges specifically.
I think that was rather successful.
Yeah, it was good. Thank you, Joshy.
I think there's hope for a Jen, Gabe, and Chewy PSA coming, who knows, to a television near you.
Wednesday around 11.
Okay.
Works for me.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll keep that in mind.
Got a lot going on.
You're a busy guy. I know. We gotta jam it in your schedule whenever you can
make
it work.
There's nobody with less on their schedule who's more busy than you.
Can we put the blamer in a car, please?
Oh, man.
Given what you told us, I don't know. I don't know if I can trust blamer.
Yeah. We got to be nice to these people. Can't be throwing the blamer.
All right, okay.
Blamer might be message two or three. As we build our relationship.
When we build out the Wisconsin DOT Jen, Gabe, and Chewy universe, we can then introduce him as a character down the line. It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. That's why Kevin, the founder and CEO of Mentality, wants you to feel that way. And you don't have to feel that way. If you're feeling kind of tired, groggy, you just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy to attack your day the way you did a year or two ago, those could be signs of low testosterone. They sure were for me. And now I have this energy to do everything I'm doing today. I'm doing this show, doing the national show, doing a high school game tonight. I've got that energy back thanks to Mentality. Go to lowtusa.com. Book your appointment. Find out more. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments. lowtusa.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I don't know which is which, but here's what I do.
Yes, all right.
I take the plus and I put it to the plus. I take the minus and I put it to the minus. Easy.
Yeah, but the jacker things don't have the...
Yeah, they do.
Where? Sure do.
On the handles.
What's a jacker thing? Is it something that your wife keeps in the drawer?
You meant jumper cables.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It appears we still have some education that we need to do, because somebody like Steve texts in 800-990-3776 when we're talking about zipper merges. Just makes me mad because it incentivizes being a jerk. No, it does not, Steve.
It speeds up time.
Speeds up time. Everybody should be doing it. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to desensitize you from thinking that the person who's using the right lane or left lane, whichever one's ending, that doesn't make him a jerk. That's the way they're supposed to do it. You're supposed to use all the lanes.
If you
and
look
then merge together.
If you look at some of the imaging that they've put out, it's nobody is skipping ahead because that lane should not be backed up.
You're right. Yes.
So everyone thinks
it should be equal.
Yes, it should be equal because as you're going up, the car in front of you and behind you are there with you the whole time. So that's the difference. It's not that there's a big backup and you're skipping. It's that if it's operated properly, everybody just comes together one at a time from both lanes. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Well, the roundabouts took a little while, right? A year?
Yeah, but I feel maybe? Like the zipper merges is it's a bigger...
Yes. Yeah.
It's a bigger hill to climb.
There's
because,
a lot of stubbornness.
Yeah, a lot of stubbornness out there because people don't want to change. No. They want, and they, you know, they like being mad at the jerks that they perceive in that right
lane. A bird or two.
Yeah. Let some of that frustration from other things out as somebody's zipping past you for the zipper merge on the right lane.
Are you watching tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll watch tomorrow.
Do you care?
I don't know what to care about. Is the issue.
To me, the kicking competition is done. It's going to be Carlson. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
Now that Goody made the move for the international kicker, who
I mean,
doesn't
I guess
take up a spot on the
that kind of opens
practice squad.
That opens the door for them maybe not keeping a kicker on the initial 53, and he becomes an insurance plan if they hope that they can find a different person, to come in and kick. But
is there anything we care about?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what to care about tomorrow. I'm going to watch. I'll probably turn it off by halftime, but I'm going to watch. I don't know if there's anything that I can care about out of that game.
There's a battle probably for the sixth receiver, right?
I do think it'll be interesting to see how that room kind of figures itself out. Because I do think we'll probably still see Heath. We'll probably still see Melton, DeBose.
Well, they're not going to keep all three of those guys, though. They're
Correct.
Probably only going to keep six receivers.
Right. So I think it will matter how they perform.
So who's a lock? Watson, Dobbs, Reed, Wicks, Melton a lock at five?
I think so.
And then it's between Heath DeBose, and Torrey.
Yeah.
What, Torrey's gone, you think?
I think Torrey's gone.
Yeah. You
at least hear things about Heath. You at least hear things about DeBose. But the only time I hear Samori Toure's name is on the game broadcast.
And then what about tight end? Musgrave, lock, Kraft, lock. Is it going to be Sims or Tyler Davis, or are they going to keep four?
If Kraft gets into any games, he's looked great. He's been competing, but is he going to be playing at all?
No.
I mean, I don't think he's playing tomorrow.
No.
He's one of your guys, that, and especially because he's coming off of an injury. I think you want to protect him just a little bit more.
What do they do with Pratt? Practice squad?
Yeah, seems like Clifford's going to be the backup. I don't think that they're going to go outside of the team to bring somebody in at this point.
Do they keep Dillard?
AJ Dillon?
Andre Dillard.
Oh, Andre Dillard.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. That's it's a little more serious than we thought.
The stinger he's got?
Yeah.
Seeking opinions.
That's not good.
No. But again, he has to make, if you're going to throw him on IR with any sort of designation to come back, he has to make the initial 53 and then be put on IR. And then you can fill that roster spot.
Okay. Tricky.
So my guess is, but nobody else is going to pick up, if you want to put Emmanuel Wilson on the 53. Nope. If you put Emmanuel Wilson out there, I don't think that there are going to be teams lining up to make that claim on the waiver wire.
Yeah.
Right? Like Marshawn Lloyd's making the roster. AJ Dillon's making the roster. Josh Jacobs. Those are your three running backs making the initial 53. And then maybe some moves have to be made after that, depending on how bad Lloyd's hamstring is and the stinger for AJ Dillon is.
I think the defense is a lot cleaner when it comes to cuts than the offense.
Yeah.
Right?
I would agree. But, I mean, they're kind of going through less things, right?
I mean,
they're going through position battles, sure, but they're kind of higher up position battles. Like, maybe there's a safety that you may recognize the name that ends up getting cut next Tuesday at 3
o'clock. Yeah, that's when they're probably eyeballing other rosters as well.
I don't know
you're
if you're
looking
defensive.
To upgrade.
Yeah, if there's
not
somebody that's...
Not starters.
If there's
but
somebody out there, sure, but...
This conversation is a bit morose. Football's back this weekend. We got it's counting. Saturday? Tomorrow? This game's matter.
It's great, but I expected a little more out of week zero.
I mean,
it has zero in the name.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure by calling it week zero, they're trying to make sure you don't have any expectations. I think they're trying to get rid of expectations by calling it week zero. I mean, you've got two.
All right, I get it. I get it. Okay, it was a dumb thing to say.
You got Florida State, Georgia Tech.
You don't have to beat up on me. Can we get to the polls? I want to know where drama ended up.
I tell you what, Saturday night, Delaware State, Hawaii, going to be watching.
Is that on TV? It's not. There's no network listed on ESPN.com.
You know a game I'm looking forward to? You know a game I'm looking forward to?
What's that?
Montana State, New Mexico.
You would.
Because I've been there.
FS1, 3 o'clock.
I'll be there. FS1, yeah, I will. 3 o'clock. Which is 4 o'clock. Yeah, I think I land there.
Yeah, it'd be 4 o'clock in Florida.
Yeah.
Have you given the warning to your wife saying, hey, it starts?
It starts. I think she knew. I think she likes it.
I did see that trend going around online where, like, guys were giving their wives or
really?
Friends,
2 weeks notice.
2 week notice. Yes. The NFL's going to be starting.
I think she likes it because I don't know if you guys have ever noticed this, but I'm a little needy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know about you. This is the first time I'm hearing this. This is the first time. This is shocking.
So now she can go do whatever, and I can plug myself in front of a television and just enjoy football. Even bad football is good football.
Are you sitting there enjoying with a glass of wine, football and wine?
4 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Well, because you're not like a big snack guy. You know? You're not going to be sitting there, you know, munching on pretzels or anything.
Here's the problem. Outdoor TVs are all inside because it's hurricane proofed. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to put them back up. It's a lot of work.
That's fair. Hey, just open up the back door. It's like being outside.
Okay.
Get the breeze coming in. You'll be fine.
Yeah. No, I'm excited.
So the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy polls, we didn't really do a ton of polls today. Do you love drama like Chewy loves drama? 68.8% of people say no.
I don't believe all of them.
You got some fibbers?
Yeah. Feels a little zipper merge-ish.
Packer Ben, though, is with you. I love when I'm not involved in the drama. Love hearing about other people's bleep.
Yeah.
That's where you fall.
Yes.
That's where you come down.
Yeah. When someone else is, I mean, people out there live wild lives.
No, but like the brat, Frank, missing curfew was wonderful. And it was wonderful because I wasn't involved in it. I think most people like to see other people get in trouble a little bit.
But if it's a buddy of yours, you want your buddy to get away with it.
What if it's a sibling?
Well, now I want my sibling to get away with it. If I'm like, no, 12, I want them to get in trouble.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because it's all about the rankings. Different. Yeah, it's all about the ranking.
It's all about the ranking.
Yeah, you rank your kids.
People have called Homer crazy for saying that very thing.
Once again, it's like drama. People love it, but they vote the other way.
So every parent ranks their kids.
Yes.
And it's a moving ranking.
You'll love them the same, but you still rank them. Who's the biggest grind?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
What's the biggest factor that makes a kid number one in the ranking?
How they treat their parents. Bear?
Willie and Tosh coming up next.